Welcome to your daily devotional for March 21st. Coming home. 2 Samuel chapter 19 and verse 15. Then the king returned and came to the Jordan. And Judah came to Gilgal to go to meet the king, to escort the king across the Jordan. King David had been removed from the throne of Israel as a result of divine discipline for his adultery with Bathsheba and murder of her husband. The Lord accomplished his discipline through intrigue done by David's son Absalom, in which the throne of Israel was usurped for a period of time. In the passage of time, however, David was brought back to Jerusalem and restored to the throne of Israel. Certain events had transpired, but now King David was coming home. Our application today is not apples to apples. We didn't commit heinous sins worthy of divine judgment, so far as I know. But the Lord orchestrated circumstances for our church over the past few months. Our congregation had to cross over to the Brook Kidron and meet at another place that was not our home in order to conduct Sunday worship services as a full congregation together for a little while. Like King David, when we left Jerusalem, we did not know when we would return. We thanked God for providing for us in the wilderness. And both then and in hindsight, we are eternally grateful for God's providential care through the short season. Today we are coming home. Jesus Christ is personally escorting us back across the Jordan to our customary house of worship. Maybe it's time for you to come home after an absence, long or brief, to the Lord, to your spouse, to your family, to your church, to your job. It's nice to come home. Jesus Christ knows this. He came down to earth to accomplish his work here. And then he went back home, to heaven, to the Father, at the right hand of power where he always belongs. He went home. Come to think of it, we're all just passing through this life. And one day, the Lord will come to call. And then we who are truly Christians shall truly be home in the Father's house forever.